Solana's recent dip, a buying opportunity or cause for concern? Hey there. The crypto market is wild, right? Solana SOL just took a big hit, testing the $100 mark. It's been a roller coaster for investors, and the question on everyone's mind is this a temporary dip or a sign of bigger trouble?
That's exactly what everyone's debating. Some say this is just a short-term correction in a long-term bullish trend, while others are worried it signals deeper issues.
Let's break it down. The charts show this pullback might be a prime, buy-the-dip moment. Technical indicators are pointing toward a rally that could take SOL way higher. Like, way higher.
Analysts are cautiously optimistic, too. They're pointing to key technical signals and broader market dynamics that could support a recovery. But let's not get carried away.
Right. The recovery isn't guaranteed. Investors need to balance technical optimism with fundamentals and the bigger picture. The crypto market is unpredictable, and we've all seen how fast things can change.
Decoding the technical signals, let's dive into the numbers. Technical analysis uses historical price data and volume to predict future moves, and it's giving us some clues about SOL's recent slump.
The first thing to note is the $100 support level. This has been a critical zone before, like a safety net. If SOL holds here, it might mean the selling pressure is fading.
Exactly. If it can defend $100, that's a sign the market is ready to rebound. It's like a reset button for the price action.
This level isn't random. It's tied to previous cycles where SOL bounced back after similar corrections. It's a psychological anchor for traders.
Another key signal is the RSI. After a steep drop, the RSI often moves out of oversold territory, which is below 30. That's a bullish sign, right?
Absolutely. For SOL, the RSI has just crossed above that threshold. That means the correction might be over, and the market is shifting from bearish to bullish.
And here's another angle, Fibonacci extension levels. These are like a roadmap for potential resistance and profit targets.
Analysts are eyeing the $260 level as a big target. That's a 150% rally from the recent lows near $100. It's not just a number, it's a milestone that could spark a buying frenzy.
That target comes from measuring the depth of the previous correction and applying Fibonacci ratios. It's a common tool for predicting where the price might go next.
But to reach $260, SOL has to hold the $100 support and show strong buying pressure. If it can't hold, that's a red flag.
Conversely, a breakout above $100 would signal the correction is over, and the market is primed for a stronger move. It's a make or break moment.
The road to recovery, a 150% rally in sight. If the technical case holds, SOL's recovery could be a clear path to $260. But let's not forget, this isn't just about charts.
This projection is based on chart patterns, momentum indicators, and Fibonacci analysis. But it's not just about the numbers, it's about the broader market.
The crypto market sentiment is a huge factor. If Bitcoin, BTC, and other major coins are trending upward, it could create a positive feedback loop for altcoins like SOL.
Right. BTC is the king of crypto, and its performance often sets the tone for the entire market. If BTC starts to climb, altcoins might follow.
That's a powerful catalyst. A bullish BTC could bring in more investors, creating liquidity and demand for SOL.
Another piece of the puzzle is the on-chain health of the Solana network. Metrics like transaction volume and dApp activity can tell us if users are actively using the platform.
For example, a surge in transaction volume or dApp usage could mean people are confident in the Solana ecosystem. That's a strong sign for long-term adoption.
But if those metrics decline, it might suggest the correction is more than just a temporary dip. That's a warning sign.
However, the path to $260 isn't without risks. The crypto market is unpredictable, and even strong technical signals can be derailed by macroeconomic factors.
For instance, rising interest rates or a decline in institutional investment could tank the overall market. That would make it harder for SOL to recover.
And don't forget regulatory developments. New policies or crackdowns on crypto could introduce uncertainty and disrupt the rally.
Despite the risks, the technical case for SOL's recovery remains strong. Holding $100, the RSI moving out of oversold territory, and the Fibonacci target at $260 all point to a compelling bullish narrative.
But let's not get too excited. The market is still volatile, and investors need to stay cautious. Overconfidence can be dangerous here.
A balanced perspective for traders, while the technical analysis is optimistic, it's crucial to approach SOL's potential recovery with a balanced mindset. The crypto market is a mix of technical, fundamental, and macroeconomic factors. No single indicator can tell the whole story.
Exactly. Traders need to consider multiple variables to make smart decisions. Let's break it down.
Market-wide sentiment. The health of the broader crypto market is a key factor. If BTC and other coins are bullish, it could create a supportive environment for altcoins like SOL.
But if the market is bearish, even strong technical signals might not be enough. Traders should monitor the performance of leading assets to gauge the overall trend.
On-chain health. SOL's on-chain metrics are a big indicator of its long-term viability. Metrics like active wallets and dApp usage show user engagement and network activity.
A surge in these metrics could signal growing adoption and confidence in the Solana ecosystem, which would support a price rebound. But a decline might mean the correction is deeper than it seems.
Risk management. Even with promising technical signals, traders must prioritize risk management. That means setting stop-loss orders to limit losses and avoiding over-leveraging.
Right. The crypto market is a high-stakes game, and you don't want to bet the farm on a single trade. Only allocate what you can afford to lose.
And remember, the road to $260 isn't guaranteed. Stay informed, stay cautious, and keep your eyes on the bigger picture.
That's the spirit. Whether it's a buying opportunity or a warning sign, the key is to stay engaged, stay smart, and ride the wave with care. Until next time, keep your wallet safe and your spirits high.